Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you along on this Thursday morning. So let's just say this. Let's let the dust settle for a second on this issue of secession from Canada, a separation referendum. This is a very emotion-filled issue, and I absolutely get that. There is a lot of frustration. I hear it and see it. You and I talk every day on this show, and I see it from all corners of our province, and I would suggest from Western Canada generally. We have listeners that are in Manitoba and in Alberta. We have people in the States that join this conversation. And so we've got this broad array of people that like to weigh in on these conversations. I want to try and take a step back and have this conversation about basically what is this going to mean, right? This notion you just heard. I had two great guests. I appreciate both of them giving me some time. Nevin Marquardt, who wrote an op-ed. He's from Saskatchewan. He played in the NHL. He's in business. He's done lots of different things. He, in fact, ran for the SAS party a couple of years ago in a by-election. He wrote an op-ed in the Globe and Mail basically talking about the fact that this needs to be focused on relationships, and he wants to see the province, Premier Mo, continue to lean into and foster a relationship that's going to be good for Saskatchewan with the federal government. So he's not at all interested in the conversation of separation. And as you heard Nevin say, he understands why people feel this way but doesn't want to go there. Then you've got Nadine Ness. Nadine was on the show. Nadine, actually, former RCMP member. She is the president, the founder of a group called Unified Grassroots here in Saskatchewan. And they are a nonpartisan group who basically stand up. If you go on their website, they've got a bunch of principles that they stand for, including things like unleashing Canadian energy and resources, preserving Canadian culture through sustainable immigration, protecting Saskatchewan's sovereignty. And so, yes, they are holding town hall meetings, holding space for the discussion of secession or separation of Saskatchewan from Canada, but saying, and Nadine said, there are people that are on the extreme end of this that say, absolutely, we're gone. Bags are packed. Let's go. Saskatchewan's leaving Canada. But there are others that are just saying, I'm fed up with the way it is, and I want to see improvement. And maybe if we do more than grumble, maybe if we put our name on a document that ultimately could trigger a vote on a referendum, or even the notion of working towards that, might be enough to show Ottawa we're serious and might be enough to change direction. Now, I've said this numerous times on the show, I will not sign a petition to separate from Canada. If there is a vote, I will vote no. Now, keep in mind, there's a few ways that the no vote happens, because in Saskatchewan, for a referendum to take place, first of all, you need 15% of the eligible electors to sign the petition. And then if you get that, the referendum is only binding if more than 60% of the ballots are cast yes. And you need 50% of eligible voters to participate in the referendum. So you need half of eligible voters in Saskatchewan to even show up to vote for a referendum, or it doesn't go ahead. So I've said this on the show many times. The chances of this actually going ahead, even getting to a vote, I think is next to nil. If it does get to a vote, it's not passing. It's not passing in Saskatchewan. Now, does the fact that it's happening, though, the conversation around this, does it become a catalyst for change? Does it send the message to Mark Carney and the Liberal government that Saskatchewan's not happy? And keep in mind, we're a ways away behind where they're at in Alberta. They're further down the road. I need to know some questions, too. What is the implication of this? It's one thing to say, that's it, we're out. But what is it going to mean to healthcare, to... You pick it. What is it going to mean for us in Saskatchewan? And so I'm happy to hear from you on this. 1-877-332-8255. Your thoughts on where we're at. I want to start with Jack in Regina. Thanks for calling in. Jack, your thoughts on this conversation. Do you have questions you want answered, or is this an absolute no discussion for you?
Well, I'm going to start out by saying there's so many implications for this whole thing. I'm thanking our province premier not being a copycat with Alberta and immediately saying, us too, we're going to have a referendum right now. We're going to have 15% and see if we can get this moving. I don't understand, and I'm with you on this, the implications. What are provinces who are landlocked in Canada going to do as an independent entity if this went through and there was separation from Canada? And all the integration nationally of all the programs that service Saskatchewan and Alberta, the interior provinces. I think we need to really look and reorganize equalization payments, long overdue. And I also think that they've got to look at something about our representative voting nationally so that we have some kind of percentage of vote representation in Parliament, so there's more influence and more votes for coalition governments on policy. I do not hear anybody talking about the fact that the First Nations went right bang on with blowback to Alberta, with First Nations councils right across Alberta and covering province boundaries in Saskatchewan. There's at least four treaty territories that are Alberta, Saskatchewan, and they said to Alberta and Premier Daniel Smith, you have national parks and you have treaty lands. You have no territory that is not a crown agreement previous
right
to the province of Alberta that you can separate with. So
right. I think, sorry, Jack, I'm just going to jump in because we've got a lineup of callers and I want to try and get a few. But I think you're going to likely hear that sort of uniform messaging coming from First Nations in Saskatchewan, although we haven't heard it yet. But I don't think the conversation is as far down the road in Saskatchewan as it is in Alberta, which part of it is probably what triggered that. Now, there are a lot of people saying just by virtue of the fact that this is a conversation, perhaps that will help. And I want to go to Ken in Saskatoon because I think that's where you're coming from on this, Ken.
Well, exactly. What the absolute biggest failure of a separatist movement in the world has got to be Quebec's. They've been trying to do it for, 50, 60 years, and they've failed. Oh, gee, no, they didn't fail. What they managed to do was get $13 billion a year and an effective veto on Western economy. So that's what we have. I mean, that's the model to follow because obviously it works.
Squeaky wheel, and, basically.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as, you know, all of these things, like people are throwing, well, we'd be landlocked. We're landlocked now. We can't get our resources to Tidewater. I mean, we're already landlocked within Canada. When it comes to the First Nations, they didn't have any say in the creation of Alberta or Saskatchewan. They ceded their lands. That's exactly what the treaties say, no matter what they're saying now. They have no say in the matter other than that they would be able to take a vote like everybody else. A lot of these problems aren't problems, but I don't think we have to get that far. I think we do have to say we don't get taken for granted anymore. And believe me, as a former Reform Party member, somebody that signed up for the Reform Party very, very early, all these, we need to fix it and we could do this and we should do that. I'm sorry. Those are really old arguments that didn't work for Eastern Canada before, and they're not going to work now unless we have a strong separatist sentiment out here in the West.
Appreciate your call and your opinion, Ken. Thanks for your thoughts. Now, there's a couple of texts. I want to address this right now because there's a couple of texts saying, shame on you, Evan, for even giving airtime to this issue. This show is Coffee Row. That's what this show is. This show is sitting down at a coffee table and having a cup of coffee and talking about a variety of things. I went golfing last night, sat in the clubhouse, six guys sitting at the table. I didn't tell them what they could talk about or not talk about. We talked about separation came up. We talked about property taxes. We talked about a variety of things. That's what this show is. So if it's a big topic and it's a topic being batted around, including by political leaders like our premier, then yes, I am going to talk about it. And we are, because it's important to be able to have these. Doesn't mean I'm supporting it. Someone accuses me of blowing wind into the separation movement. Listen, I've said a number of times, I'm not in favor of it, but I get there are people frustrated and there's some strong arguments on both sides of this. And so let's talk about it. The chances of this happening, I've already said, I believe it's zero. Now, will there be names? Yeah. Signatures? Yeah. Will we get to a referendum vote? I doubt it. But like Ken just said, maybe it's the talk of this. Like Quebec did, they weren't successful either, but the talk of it got them somewhere. Let's take another call before we take our break. I want to go to Barry in Regina. Barry, thanks for calling in on this notion. Do you feel that you've got all of the questions answered that you would need answered before you would vote on a separation referendum?
Well, I think there's a whole pile more questions that need to be answered. I do believe this. This is a simple fix. Ottawa just needs to start treating Western Canada like they should, and that we feel like we're part of the country. That's all it is. It's a simple fix. We're alienated right now, and people are bitter. I mean, there's no way we're separating. We're one country. We need to stay that way. But the problem we have is we have, like, that lady or whoever it was that questioned you, given this story airtime. Well, this is about public people speaking their minds, talking about ideas. We want to share these things. As soon as we stop talking about topics that maybe make people feel uncomfortable, then we're going to have a problem. We need to continue to have dialogue and talk about what's going on, what's going to happen in Alberta. It's not, they're not going to separate. They'll get a bunch of people. I will guarantee you that. But hopefully this makes Ottawa look at, okay, maybe we got to change things. Maybe we got to equalize things. Now, and I don't understand how the equalization payments go, but maybe there's a model that needs to be changed. Maybe that needs to be changed. And I don't know how that works or how it gets done, but I think there's simple things that maybe need to be addressed, and Carney's going to do it right away.
I think it's a bigger than maybe, Barry. I'm going to say we need to make changes to equalization payments, and we know the province has been pushing it. There's lawsuits out there. Newfoundland's got one right now. Saskatchewan's applied for intervener status so that we can get in on that conversation. If you can form a relationship, and Premier Moe has thrown the olive branch out to say, yep, there's a list of things that we're asking you to change, but we're willing to work with you on this. We're willing to press reset, using his words, press reset on the relationship with Ottawa. Can we get there? Let's take a break. We'll come back. I still got lots of people on the phone line. Cal and Oxbow, don't go away. You're going to be my next caller. And I've got some texts I want to get to as well on this topic here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Number of people texting in, not in agreement with this notion of separation. Alice from Spears said, I will never sign for separation, pointing out we are landlocked in Saskatchewan. Cindy from Saskatoon, united is the best way a country can stand strong and free, and every inch in the other direction of any of its parts weaken it from within. Can a country still operate with divisions amongst the ranks? History says yes. Is that country as secure as it could be? History says, of course, not. 1-877-332-8255. I wanted to go to Cal in Oxbow. Cal, has it stopped raining down there?
Good morning, Evan. Yes.
I heard you guys got the better part of 5 inches over the last week.
Well, that's what most of the rain gauges say, and it's still cloudy and looking like it wants to continue to spit on us, so I don't know how long it's going to continue.
Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in. Your thoughts on this discussion about succession and a possible referendum vote?
Well, I can tell you, Evan, that you shouldn't be embarrassed to have this on the line, and I understand that there are people emotional, but down here in the southeast corner, oil and gas, coal, energy, farming, there's a lot of people discussing this topic because they are beyond frustrated with the way the situation is and the way energy is treated and the way agriculture is treated, the way mining is treated. So there is that discussion. Now, how many people are that far down the road to separate? I don't know, but they certainly are looking for a better deal. And I can agree that, you know, sometimes a bigger corporation is better, but we do know that, that companies do sell off portions when things don't work well. So, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. And there are other situations of people or situations where countries have separated. I mean, Czechoslovakia, you had the Czech Republic sort of propping up Slovakia, and they eventually came up with the deal to separate. Now, are they better off, and did they know all the things that were going to occur in that separation? They probably didn't, but you continue to work them out. Now, can we get a better deal from the East? I mean, it's been since Confederation that we continue to get, you know, stepped on out here. So I just don't have a lot of confidence in the fact that we can make good deals with the federal government unless we go the Quebec way.
Mm. And like many people are saying, thanks for the call, Cal. Many people are saying even just the virtue of having the discussion, maybe that's enough that gets us over the precipice of this and pushes us in a new direction. Appreciate the conversation. I did. There was a few texts I didn't get to. Maybe I'll try and weave them in through the rest of the show because there's some really good messages there. But we are going to change direction. It's Mental Health Month, and I've got a great speaker. Always appreciate having the opportunity to listen to and speak with Alan Kaler, who is going to be joining us next. He's got a brand new book out, Transforming Pain into Purpose. That's where we go when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.